This is the day the Lord has made, and it is a day that will be Judy and Ralphie's last day here at the Bethel United Methodist Church. And we're grateful. I know they're planning to eat after church, so if you're listening to this early and you can still make it, come and break bread together. As it'll be our last Sunday here at Bethel. Looking forward to welcoming Ellie Fox as your new pastor in these last few weeks. I've been getting to know Ellie, and I think she's going to be a wonderful asset to the Bethel United Methodist Church. Now, on Sunday, we will also, during the worship service, celebrate her appointment as the Bethel United Methodist Church pastor. And there's a little liturgy and different things that we're going to do, and I'm going to just summarize it for you here on the online welcome and announcements as we welcome Ellie Fox to be the pastor of the Bethel United Methodist Church. We follow the itinerant system, and it simply means that the bishop sends pastors to each United Methodist Church. We are not what we call a call denomination, where people get together and they interview and then they call a pastor. We follow the itinerant system, similar to what Jesus sent. And he was sent by God, and we're sent by the bishop. So that's the way it works. And as I always said, we don't have the worst or the best denomination, but it's a pretty good one that works. So this is part of the liturgy that we'll welcome Ellie Fox with on Sunday at the church. Dear friends, we welcome Ellie Fox, who has been appointed to serve us as pastor. Now, we believe that she will be well qualified and had been prayerfully appointed by Bishop Berlin. So we thank you for Ellie, and we ask that you support her and commit to the participation of the ministries of the church as we have whenever we come to be a member of the United Methodist Church by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service. And we ask that you uphold Ellie Fox as she comes and assumes the pastoral leadership of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And we welcome her and we thank God for her willingness to serve in this special way. And then at the end of my message and so forth, I'm going to take an opportunity to officially say farewell, as there's a little section in the Book of Worship that allows the pastor some comments as we depart, an order of farewell to Ralph and Judy. And there's most of it is from me, and I want to thank you. I want to thank the members and the friends of the Bethel United Methodist Church for your love and support that you have shown me while I have ministered here among you. And I am grateful for the ways that my leadership has been accepted. But I also ask for forgiveness for the mistakes that I have made. I hope I didn't make many, but there's always mistakes made in life. So as I lead, I will carry with me all that I have learned here at the Bethel United Methodist Church. And thank you for your grace and your love. And I accept your gratitude and forgiveness. And I thank you for trusting me as our time together has been a wonderful time of pleasing to God and to the members here at the Bethel Church. Now, I also release you from turning to me and depending on me, and I encourage your continuing ministry here and pray for you and for your new pastor, Ellie. And what I mean about that, about releasing you from turning to me, now it's not so much that I'm releasing. It's also a time that I can release my obligation to the ministry here at the Bethel Church and turn it over to Ellie. And it's been a whole journey, and I thank you for that. And we will just continue on. We'll always be friends and have relationship. I always say about the United Methodist Church is like being in the ministry when you're in the pastoral ministry. As you move around every few years, you get new acquaintances and new friends, and they last for a lifetime, and I am grateful for that. So join me in a prayer. Eternal and loving God, thank you for your steadfast love. from everlasting to everlasting. And we thank you for the cherished memories here at the Bethel Church for Judy and I. But as we go our separate ways, just continue to love us and to keep us safe in Jesus' name. Amen. And we also like to sing. We know there's birthdays and anniversaries somewhere. I don't really have anybody that has a birthday right now this week, but last week we did recognize Ellie Fox. She had a birthday in June, so we sang to her in church. And so we just sang the little song that Tina kind of gave us, a combination of anniversaries and birthdays. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful day.